Proclamation number 3786 of 31st of May, 1946. Great Tribulation Proof of the Truth of the Divine Word. The path to the eternal home is thorny and arduous, and especially so in the last days before the end. But it is all the shorter the more difficult it is to pass. The end is near and all obstacles will once again pile up in front of you, yet after overcoming them you will be able to walk freely and enter the spiritual kingdom where all hardship has come to an end. And if you seriously think about it, your difficult earthly existence must first give you the certainty that the end is near, for I have predicted to you since the beginning of this redemption period the hardship and tribulation you'll experience before the end, that you will have to live through a hardship on earth such as has never been experienced before, and from this you can already recognize the truth of my word. For the suffering and hardship around you is immense and will become even greater. But to my own I call out, be patient and wait for my help. What is inevitable, what I have proclaimed long before, must come to pass to the sorrow of countless people and to strengthen the faith of my own. The time of great tribulation has dawned and anyone who remembers my word knows that the last hour will soon come. And he will bear witness to me and my word, which is truth and will remain so for all eternity. And no matter how great the adversity is, it must be proved to you of the truth of my word and strengthen your faith. It must be a comfort to you. For with this prediction I also gave you the promise that I will shorten the days for the sake of the elect. They will pass quickly but the hardship must first weigh heavily on you so that you will realize that the end is near. You may never hope for improvement but you must humbly accept the adversity and join me the more it weighs on you. Then it will be worth more to you than the possession of earthly possessions which are without permanence and cannot follow you into eternity. Come unto me, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Keep this promise, believe and trust me, and every adversity will be bearable for you. Trustingly place your fate in my hand and it will guide you until the end of your life. And no matter how stony the path is, it leads upwards, and in the end I am. In the end the heavenly dwellings in your Father's house await you, where no suffering oppresses you, where there is no hardship, where there is eternal peace and bliss, where your eyes will behold glories of which no human heart can imagine. Believe in my word and even in great adversity only recognize the confirmation of my word, for I have announced it to you and it must come true as my word as soon as the end is near. Therefore, only prepare yourselves for the end, drop all earthly worries, no longer create and work for earth but only for the spiritual kingdom, constantly make use of my strength and grace. Remain in constant prayer, i.e., in constant contact with me through thoughts and actions of love. And you will not need to take a step without me, you will have me by your side as a constant guide, and no matter how thorny the path is, it will lead towards the right aim. It leads into the Father's house, it leads to me, who is your most loving Father from eternity. Amen.